As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Friday, May the 6th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Well, lots of news. Anyway, hard facts, yeah, we're looking for them too. And solutions when we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls will be welcomed. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. Big shout-out again this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and Tonawanda, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, TalkStream Live. Yep, they're all out there broadcasting this morning, and I thank them for doing so. Our call-in number remains this morning, 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Precious metals, Cinco de Mayo panic, celebrating Karl Marx's birthday with red ink. Yeah, we'll go into the market report for today. Wow, what a weird day it was yesterday. It still is today. Economic calendar, the whole sector is in awash in red ink. It's across the board. There ain't no magic bullets, folks. FEMA, multi-jurisdictional, all hazard mitigation planning, Agenda 21. Well, if we have time in the later part of the broadcast, we'll go there as well. Let's go into our market report and see what the damage report is for this morning. Again, I'm calling this the post-Cinco de Mayo panic day. That's right, Friday, May the 6th. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time finds gold trading up. It's moving up on the Kitco charts, but at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time an hour ago, it was up $13.50 at $1,486.60. Of course, 3 months ago, that would have been good news anyway, but it's certainly down $100 from where it was recently. Silver, likewise, big, big whack upside the head, continuing to slide down. Another 22 cents loss this morning so far at $34.44 a troy ounce. Platinum unspared, but it's moving back up again now, $19 up at $1,784 a troy ounce. Palladium up $6 at $717 as well. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, a huge spread, $1,474.70 for a low, and that's a low, all right, at $1,490 for a high. But at $1,486.60, your gold is up year-to-year $278.30 for a 23.02% return on your investment. You know, they just can't let it be above 30%. They've got to whack it any time. That return on investment there year-to-year annualized is more than 30%. Boy, they strike it bad. Anyway, London gold fixed this morning, $1,487.75 was the price the boys in London set it at, and we'll see if we trade above that throughout the day. We'll be right back.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, May the 6th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Now back into our market report for this morning. Cinco de Mayo panic yesterday. Unbelievable. You know, it is, or it was, Karl Mordecai Marx's birthday, too, of all things. But, you know, there's a little backstory to this Cinco de Mayo panic. His name is Carlos Slim. We'll talk about him in a minute. Let's go back into this report and close it out. Again, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. It's an hour ago now. Gold was trading up $13.50 at $1,486.60. It's been a little bit higher than that since then and a little bit lower, but we had a nice spike just before airtime. Silver off 22 cents at $34.44 an ounce. All right. That is a very ouchingly low level. Platinum off, up, $19. Be careful how I say things this morning. It's all over the place. $1,784 a troy ounce for platinum. Palladium up $6 at $717 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market again. $1,474.70 for a low, $1,490 for a high. We've had another high in there about $1,494, $1,498, depending on who you're looking at. So just keep your eyes peeled. Things are still in flux this morning. But again, your gold is up year to year at that spot price at $278.30 for a 23.02% return on your investment. We've been tracking in the 30 and 31% return on your investment annually. And they just don't like that. And there's other action happening as well. London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London. A lot of the people that buy and sell gold and trade gold, especially setting the mining values, they go to the Gold Fix every morning. I do too. They set the price at $1,487.75 in their morning price fixing. The SPDR gold shares, this is your State Street Global Advisors, World Gold Council traded project, exchange traded fund. SPDR gold shares this morning, they show that they dropped or sold 11.52 metric tons of gold overnight. All right, now they sold yesterday as well. So the SPDR gold shares are selling out quite a bit of gold. Of course, whenever you sell, it always indicates that there's a buyer. You can't sell without a buyer. So some people are selling, somebody's buying. I'm still looking for the buyers. Okay, they're claiming this morning to be holding 1,208.42 metric tons in the SPDR gold shares, valued at these bullion prices at $58.6 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went unspared yesterday. They dropped, closed down 139 at 12,584. The NASDAQ closed off 14 at 2815. The S&P 500 closed down 12 at 1335. Crude oil this morning off 70 cents, now below $100 a barrel at $99.10. Crude oil getting whacked just the same as everything else, but at $99.10 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude delivered as it is at the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma, at least the crude oil prices are coming down, and that for all of the people maybe will result in some lower gas prices as we go forward. The U.S. dollar index up 13 basis points, now above the 73 mark again at 74.20. So a lot of action happening in the marketplace. The foreign exchange rates, the Canadian loonie, strong move upwards on the, even though the U.S. dollar is up, strong move upward on the Canadian loonie, Canadian dollar, up 88 basis points at $1.04. The Mexican peso topping the day in gains this morning, up a full point, up 100 basis points at 9 cents U.S. The multiplier there is 11.6088. Again, that's 11.6088 pesos per dollar. Fill up your pockets with pesos at 9 cents a pop. The euro this morning off 8 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.45. The British pound up 22 basis points, $1.64, and the Swiss franc off 52 at $1.14. That Swiss franc just is growing and growing. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year treasuries is 0.61%, picking up some of what it was down yesterday. The 10-year benchmark is at 3.2% yield, and the 30-year is yielding at 4.34. In the mortgage market this morning, the mortgages continue their move down from 4.07% a month ago to 3.85%, trying to entice people into those mortgages, that toxic slime that's laying out there. The 30-year mortgage moves down from 4.86, and these are fixed-rate mortgages, moves down from 4.86 a month ago to 4.62. So we see that continuing downward trend now here for the last couple of weeks. The prime rate stands at 3.25%, and rather depressingly, your gold-to-silver ratio has moved back up. It'll take you 43.16 ounces of silver to buy 1 ounce of gold. In the economic calendar, of course, yesterday, the big news, I guess, was the jobs report, the jobless claims. That came in and really shook up the marketplace. Of course, your productivity and costs were no blessing either. Later in the day, of course, they had the Fed balance sheet, the money supply. We leave that to others. Employment situation is out this morning and the consumer credit as well, so let's go and take a look at some of this. The employment situation, now this is rather an interesting report. Got a lot of stuff going on here. Here's the highlight. This is off the Econoday website. If you want to find it for yourself, it's econoday.com. Job growth surprised on the high side, but there are still soft spots. And we reported on this yesterday briefly. Non-farm payroll employment in April expanded a healthy 244,000. So they're claiming that non-farm, 244,000 jobs were created last month, or in April, following a revised 221,000 advance in March and a 235,000 rise in February. So if you just stack them up and bring them forward, we're coming someplace close to 750,000 jobs. The April gain topped analyst estimates for a 185,000 advance. Also, the February and March revisions were up a net 46,000. Private, non-farm payrolls were even stronger, growing 268,000 in April following a 231 rise in March. The consensus forecast called for a 200,000 increase in April. And then it continues. Gains were seen in the goods producing and the service producing sectors. Goods producing jobs posting a 44,000 boost, so people actually making something, following a 37,000 rise in March. For the latest month, manufacturing jobs increased 29,000 after a 22,000 gain in March. So I guess there's a lot more people making hamburgers now at McDonald's. Even construction expanded, though it with a modest 5,000 following a 2,000 uptick the prior month. Mining jumped 11,000 jobs in April, so mining continues to really just be knocking the socks off most of the other areas as people are actually bringing wealth to the surface and putting that into the mix for the natural sources of wealth. Private sector providing jobs increased 244,000 after a 194,000 rise in March. And then it goes on and talks about it. Wages were sluggish in April, as average hourly wages or earnings rose 0.1%, which is virtually nothing, following a 0.2% gain in March. On a year-ago basis, the overall payroll job growth grew in April. It was up 1%. Doesn't match much. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So overall, the most important part of this report for me right now is that the average work week for all employees is down at 34.3 hours. Now, you know, you can cut the, you want to show more jobs, you know, being created, just continue to go ahead and cut the work week down. You can cut, let's say you cut 10 hours out of the work week. Well, just cut 8 to make it easy. Good math. Then for every, what, 5 people you have employed, that extra person, that one other person, comes into the job market to make up for the hours that the others are not working. So everybody's working part-time in America, 34.3 hours a work week, and that brings new people into place for new hires for part-time work. So it has a tendency to skew the numbers. Jobless claims, here's the report. This is one of the big market shifters for yesterday. The government cites special factors behind a 43,000 surge in initial jobless claims, okay? This took them by surprise. They had a consensus range here that they were looking at a report coming in somewhere between 400 and 450,000 new claims. They got 474,000, and that set them on the edge because they had been looking for this 400K or less as being the big deal. The biggest factor is an adjustment timing for a spring break in New York State, followed by a new emergency benefit plan in Oregon. I guess if you're looking for an excuse, any excuse will do. Neither of those two mean anything to me, but they meant something to somebody. The third factor is the auto sector, where claims related to retooling increase. So every time they come out with the new models, you know, they send everybody home to reprimer the Jeep and mow their lawns while they get things retooled. So that happens, and then it comes back. It's like a seasonal adjustment. Note that possible layoffs tied to Japanese supply disruptions remain an uncertainty for the outlook. Again, we reported on all this yesterday, but of course we have the luxury, I guess, of being early in the day, and so we don't see how these things all impact the market. The markets were being impacted strongly throughout the broadcast, and by the end of the day, it was a whole new world. Non-farm productivity, quarter-to-quarter changes, productivity and cost. The consensus was 1.5%. They were looking for a 0.5 to 3.1, so they dropped in right about in the middle of what they were looking for. As a positive for the consumer, excuse me, earnings are starting to improve, although adding to business labor costs, compensation advance and annualized 2.6%, blah, 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 lots more in that. So there's just a ton of material out here that we can look at in regards to what's going on in the metals market, and I want to do that. We'll just go ahead and start it here. Let's see. I'll go with this one. All right. Now, this is an article pulled off of Bloomberg last night. The headline is, 1 year after the flash crash, regulators vexed by fragmentation. So many of you may have remembered last year, a year ago, they had that unusual anomaly, they said, where the computers just started to, you know, through this front-running, front-trading, all that, the computers just started to take over the marketplace, responding to everybody's buy orders or sell orders, and the whole damn thing just dropped down and it erased, they say, $862 billion from the stock values in less than 20 minutes. Now, yesterday, they agreed that their work to prevent a recurrence has yet to be completed. All right? They've been having nothing but trouble here. I mean, these damn computers. Exchanges established circuit breakers to curb price swings across the about 50 equity venues, adopted uniform rules on when to cancel transactions, and eliminated quotes that let companies such as Accenture PLC fall as low as a penny from about $41 on May the 6th. Of 2010. See, this is exactly a year later. There's something going on in the background here with this Cinco de Mayo, this May 5th, this Marx's, Karl Mordecai Marx's birthday date, that the money masters are just loving this, all right? This drive to go after all of the entrepreneurs, wipe out everybody's wealth, all right? This is what it's all about, bunch of Marxist pukes. Anyway, it's an ongoing task by the commission to make sure the regulatory structure keeps up with the markets. 12 months after a mutual fund hedging set strategy set off a chain reaction that sent the Dow Jones Industrial Average to its biggest slide since 1987, the SEC has acted to solve issues created by market fragmentation on equity exchanges. That the sell-off originated on a futures venue run by CME Group in Chicago, overseen by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, shows why even more coordination may be one of the SEC's biggest challenges. And then it's going to go on, and it talks all about that. But that was a year ago, and this is today. What was going on? What has been going on? Let's take a look. There's a variety of things that are impacting this market. Of course, we talked about how the commodities group there had changed the rules for buying. The brokers have to pony up a far greater deposit. It moved up from 11,700, if my memory of the article yesterday is right, to 21,600, about a $10,000 pop, and it drove a lot of people out of the market. But there were other things happening in the background. Here's one of them. Carlos Slim, actively selling silver futures, spokesperson says. Now, this was on May the 4th, all right? May the 4th. This is the day before. So this news article came out on CNBC. Billionaire Carlos Slim has been selling silver futures for weeks in an effort to actively hedge the production of his silver mine, a spokesperson confirmed to CNBC Wednesday. Now, a year ago, he went in pretty... Oh, it was earlier than that. No, maybe later than that. It's not long ago. He got involved, and he's very, very wealthy. I mean, he's one of the wealthiest people on the planet, ostensibly. And he wants to be in silver, and he wants to be in a big way. Anyway, so there's lots of things that he could possibly be having in mind here. One of them is selling it out of this marketplace and then coming back and being ready to buy again. If he owns a mine, it's to his advantage that the price goes up. But if he wants to control the market, selling into this into the market when it's at a high, driving it down, would give him an opportunity to come right back in and buy. Now, for a lot of people, that would have been an intelligent thing. All right, on Friday last, if you had sold your silver position and sold your gold position, stood back and waited, went through the weekend, come back in through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, here we come into Friday, and then buy again now at the lows, that would have been a good thing, but you would have needed a heads up. And I'm not savvy enough to be able to provide that heads up, but one of the problems that we all deal with in this is that when you do sell gold and silver, then you trigger this capital gains tax, and so it could be as much as 25% of the holding. And so if you have silver, let's say at $40, and you sell all your silver, and if you're a taxpayer, and you pay that tax, 25%, and you buy it at 30, well, it's just some, there's no gain. You see what I'm saying? But if you're a big player, and you go really in and out of these marketplaces, you could make a trade like that, come back and buy again, and then work the other things out over the course of the year and figure it into your tax portfolio. And I guess if you make enough money, you don't pay any taxes anyway. So this is not a game for you and I, but it's, I'm just trying to figure out what the hell happened, Dorothy. Slim, that'd be Carlos Slim, recently designated the world's richest man by Forbes magazine, has been selling futures contracts dated out 2 to 3 years, a spokesman also confirmed. Of course, this morning the futures, June futures was, June contract was at 1483.10. Speculation that Slim was participating in the market has circulated for some time, traders told CNBC. In the market Wednesday, silver futures struggled for the fourth straight session, erasing the lofty gains made last week that perched the metal at a 31-year high. Well, we'll pick it all right up there and continue with this, and away we go.
Looking for news and real information?
You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com. You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And of course, for all of the people out there in the greater listening audience, you know, that are actually holding gold or silver and platinum, palladium, rhodium in their portfolios, one of the advantages of having all of your assets in physical possession is that, you know, we can kind of look at this stuff from a side and say, wow, it's happening. But it's not really killing us, you know, so it's different than if you had it all in paper or electronic something. Anyhow, let's find out a little bit more about it. Speculation that Slim was participating in the market has circulated for some time. In the market Wednesday, silver futures struggled for the fourth straight session, an increase in margin requirements, and this is really the margin requirements, those are the words I was struggling for earlier, an increase in the margin requirements, a sort of down payment required to buy silver futures in the market, have been cited as one reason for silver's stiff correction in the past week, you know? And they can't leave the rules alone. They always got to be in there niggling around and jiggling the rules, you know? If it ends the IRS up your stovepipes, it's some one of these other groups. And it's horrible. I mean, this is the problem with living in August Comte's positivist world view, in his positive stage of humanity, where there are no absolutes and everything is relative. And unfortunately, they just don't ever seem to be my relatives. Anyway, here's another one. Billionaire Carlos Slim just jumped on the sell silver bandwagon. Now, this one came out on the 4th. All this is in advance, really, to the big sales yesterday. After a 20% decline, during which there have been sales by Eric Sprout, and we'll get to him too, George Soros, and others, News comes from CNBC that Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim is now actively selling silver futures. Okay, and so you can find this one up on the Business Insider. Actually, if you just, Business Insider, the money game. Billionaire Carlos Slim just jumped on the sell silver bandwagon. And there's some interesting below that are a couple of other articles that link out. It goes, Eric Sprout explains the reason he dumped some of his silver ETFs. Soros has been dumping gold and silver, while John Paulson says gold will go to 4,000 and the silver plunge plunge begins again, blah, blah, blah. Various other things going on. That's enough of that article. Let's go to this one. This is Eric Sprout. I don't know how many of you have ever been following him before or not, but this is off the Globe and Mail. Eric Sprout sells his silver trust units. And this was written by a Tim Gilads of the Globe and Mail blog. This is Monday, May the 2nd. Eric Sprout and Sprout hedge funds have sold trust units in Sprout's physical silver trust. And then it gives some details. The trades were made in the last 2 weeks of April when the price of silver peaked. The trades were reported in a document published by the Securities and Exchange Commission. In total, 1.6 million trust units were sold at an average price of about $21, making the proceeds worth about $34 million. You know, so if you've got deep pockets and big hands, and you know the right places to go in, you can make fortunes in this stuff. Unbelievable. $34 million. The selling unit holders were Sprott Hedge Fund LP, Sprott Hedge Fund LP2, and Sprott Asset Management LP, and Eric Sprout himself. The shares were purchased in the trust IPO for $10 each. Sprout announced plans to launch the Sprott Silver Physical Trust in July of 2010. All right, so just look what they're doing now. They're going to went in, took a big advantage, sold in, helped with George Soros and Carlos Slim, drive down the market of silver, and then they're going to turn right around here next month, in July, and launch this new Sprott Silver Physical Trust. And the initial public offering closed in the fall with very strong demand. The total deal size was about $450 million. Eric Sprott is a trust primary portfolio manager. So remember again, you can't sell without a buy. He could actually be selling from one hand and pocketing it or buying it with the other. You understand that? Because of corporations. There are these legal fictions. You know, so one guy, same guy owns both corporations. One guy has a whole bunch of silver over here in his hand, in his left hand, and he sells in the market. The market gets crazy about what he's doing, and then he's over there with his other hand buying in the right. And we found that. We went all the way back to the railroads. Remember Gustavus Myers, the history of the great American fortunes in history. This is the sort of stuff that happens all the time at this level of the playing field. It's unclear at this time why Sprout has sold the shares. A request for an explanation has been put in with Sprott. Regardless of the reasoning, the timing looks quite prescient, considering that the price of silver has come off in the past few days. So everybody's going to jump in on that bandwagon. Here's another one. Silver sell-off or harvest. All right, interesting article, this one. It's off Gold Matters. Gold Matters, the International Business Times. May 5th article. Recent days saw silver prices climb to record highs, then crash. At least that's what the media tells us. Put yourself back in time just 8 months, when silver prices hovered near $20 an ounce. And imagine hearing that 8 months from now, silver would experience one of its biggest sell-offs in history and fall to just $30 an ounce. How easily we get spoiled when making money is as simple as watching a ticker. All right? And this is very real. You look at the gain that we've had in gold in 1 year, up $278.30 an ounce at spot prices, and we've had tremendous improvement in silver. Now, if you were to speculate back then, just 8 months ago, as to what could drive silver to record highs in such a short time, I believe the consensus would be central banks and governments are beginning to stockpile silver as well as gold. Certainly, The belief would not be that mom-and-pop investors were about to buy so much silver that it could drive the price to double or triple. And as I read the story, also remember, the United States is all over Gaddafi's fortunes, and NATO, ostensibly. And Gaddafi is holding massive amounts of gold, all right? And they're, you know, setting up this new central bank for Libya. Lots of stuff going on here in the background. But again, mom-and-pop investors were about to buy so much silver that it could drive the price to double or triple. Well, you know that's not the case. In an attempt to explain the drop in price, many attribute the sell-off to the announcement that George Soros was selling his silver. And we'll talk about that next. I have a hard time believing that one person has the ability to move a market to such extremes. I am truly amazed, however, a leak from an unnamed source close to the Soros Institution can get so much play in the media. You see, so it really helps if you control the media as well. Then you can get out there and fan the flames up. I'm always suspicious of leaks, the author writes. I believe leaks have a purpose. Surely, if someone like Soros has the ability to move markets, he would not leak information while he was selling. That would be like the catcher telling the batter a fastball is coming down the middle of the plate. There was a slip in one report that said Soros had been selling for weeks. If that was true, then while Soros was selling, the price was going up. That means the market was absorbing all he could sell, and the price was still rising. This author has taken a moment to really write a good article here. I hope you're understanding this. So if he was out long before the news was leaked, why leak anything? What could be the purpose? As we hear the media discuss reasons that silver is selling off, it's funny how we only hear the word selling, as if there are no buyers. All right? And so here again, this author said, reiterates just exactly what I said. We forget there can be no sale without a buyer. So while some look at the connection or correction in silver prices as a sell-off, obviously, others look at it as an opportunity to buy or to harvest, if you will. There is never any more buying than selling taking place or vice versa. All right? So it's all just a point of view. It's perspective. We have to look at the strategy. What's the geopolitical strategy that's happening now? Now we ask, why would anyone want to buy? The answer may be as simple as, quote, because nothing has changed. What has changed? We're still in Libya. We're still in Afghanistan. We're still in Pakistan. We're still in going into Iran. We're still in Iraq. The Sudan situation hasn't changed. Egypt has not changed. Tunisia has not changed. All right? Nothing's really changed. Continuing, inflation fears may have subsided for a moment, but I think that is only transitory. If nothing has changed, and Soros did indeed sell, then why? I say, why not sell if there's a reasonable chance of being able to take a profit and buy it back later? Absolutely. You got enough money and it's at a place where you want to get out, just take it right there and then wait until it drops, then buy back in again. Then, once you sell the leak, the new, once you sell, you leak the news and try to have some effect on the direction the market takes. So you sell like crazy, then run around, say the sky is falling. You wait till the prices drop, you come back in and you buy even more. We'll be right back.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And so closing out this article and trying to come to some understanding of what's been going on in the marketplace, this fellow seems to have a good handle on it. I went through, looked at a whole gob and a bunch of articles last night and this morning, and I just kind of settled on this one as a pretty good summary. While I still do not believe the author writes, Mr. Soros can single-handedly move markets, I do believe that news coupled with, oh my goodness, get out of my face, go away, take your videos. This guy just jumped in here and scammed me with a video. Let me get rid of that out of here. Hold on a second. What's going on? Oh, my. Pause that one over here. Close this one over here. Don't you hate the way they do that, these pop-up things? I usually have all my blockers on. Let's see if I can get this damn thing out of my way. Well, we'll have to just pass on that one. Let's go to the next one. They're going to ruin the whole presentation on that little catastrophe. All right, let's get into this one over here. Let's go to George Soros. All right, sorry. That's the internet for you. That's marketing. That's marketing. You gotta love the marketeers on the internet. I can't stand pop-ups and all that sort of stuff. Well-known investor George Soros is selling is yet again forecasting the events of global markets by selling off nearly all of the gold and silver he owns. All right, and this is off the Baltic News Network. It's real brief. Last month, his investments fund, Soros Fund Management, sold nearly all of its gold and silver, reports the Wall Street Journal. Having hit a record in April, gold and silver are now dropping, all right, with analysts forecast shrinking demand, all right, analysts forecasting shrinking demand. Is that true or not? Soros Fund Management had previously bought gold to protect against deflation. Currently, Soros' firm no longer fears either deflation neither deflation nor inflation. What many investors are trying to escape by investing in precious metals. Last autumn, in early 2011, Soros repeatedly claimed that gold had soared too much and was to drop soon. So, you know, he's an insider. He was up there at the Bretton Woods 2 summit, and he had much to sell there, much to sell. Let's see what the heck we can do with if we can get over here. Can we get back here? I'd still like to finish this damn thing. How do you get to stop this? Stop this, stop that. They just are not going to allow me to stop this garbage. Okay, the hell with them. The hell with you. Get gone, you bunch. Anyhow, let's go back into this one. Here's oil. Oil advances after the biggest decline in 2 years, down 12% this week. Ben Sharples, Sharples, writing this for Bloomberg, oil climbed from the lowest in almost 2 months in New York, trimming the biggest weekly decline in a year. On speculation, a drop below $100 a barrel was exaggerated. So they had to knock oil down, too, just so that it didn't look like it was an out-and-out attack on gold and silver. And they pulled it down below the $100 level in oil. And then again, it's just coming right back up. We'll see how much it's going to go over the weekend. Futures increase as much as 1.2% after sliding 8.6% yesterday, following worse-than-expected U.S. economic data. Oil broke through the lower Bollinger Band. These are these Chartists and Wavas now. A technical signal, which typically indicates prices are poised to rise. A Labor Department report today may show the U.S. generated fewer jobs in April than in March. It could be a relief rally after an aggressive sell-off yesterday, said Serene Lim. Again, traders will be very cautious at this time because tonight's payroll data will be something to watch out for. Crude for June delivery gained as much as $1.15 to $100.95 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mert. Oil last closed below the bottom Bollinger Band on January the 25th, and prices rose 7% over the next 5 days. So we can watch and see whether or not oil will rebound and come right back up, and we could ask the same questions about the rest of the marketplace. Let's jump over here and go to this one and this one. Yeah, let's pick up this one right here. Goldman's blank fine faces investors amid lingering problems. We talked a little bit about this earlier in the week. Christine Harper writing for Bloomberg. Lloyd Blankfein, the chief executive officer of Goldman Sachs, has sought to quell shareholder concerns about his bonuses and business practices at the past two annual meetings. Today, this is May the 5th, this was yesterday, he'll try again. Did this meeting have anything to do with what was going on in the marketplace? What kind of a scolding, if any, did Goldman's Blankfein receive from his stockholders and shareholders? As the fifth biggest U.S. bank by assets, hosted investors for the first time at its building in Jersey City, New Jersey, shareholders are still questioning Goldman Sachs' actions during the financial crisis, executive pay and business model. Now, it's a lengthy article, really more than I want to give to them. But basically, at last year's meeting, Blankfein created a business standards committee to study the firm's practices and recommended ways they could be improved. But, of course, I told you about Mr. Cohn and Blankfein getting some super whopping big old bonuses, and people's eyebrows were flipping up. Now, here's another one, because this is a story that's not going to go away, and it's not going to go away for some time. J.P. Morgan said to face an SEC subpoena along with Credit Suisse. So we can have these various and sundry financial articles laying in the background, along with the fraud of this Bin Laden attempt, or whatever that charade is all about. There's other things going on, and what could be better than to use a Cinco de Mayo panic to take people's attention off of global news and focus it on their money bag? Shannon D. Harrington and Karen Freifeld, collaboratively writing for Bloomberg, they say this: J.P. Morgan Chase & Company received a subpoena from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission over failed mortgages, a person familiar with the investigation said, as the agency probes banks, including Credit Suisse, for allegedly failing to share refunds from sellers of faulty debt. Credit Suisse received this subpoena from the SEC last week. We reported on it. Bond insurer MBIA Insurance Corporation said in a filing yesterday in a lawsuit against three of that Zurich-based bank's units. The agency asked New York-based J.P. Morgan for information about a court after a court in January unsealed allegations made about Bear Stearns' practices. In another suit, said the person who declined to be identified because the matter isn't public. Now, this is a long one, but again, Goldman Sachs up at the top. Everybody's looking at them. J.P. Morgan up at the top. Everybody's looking at them. We know that J.P. Morgan is upside down in silver like nobody's business. The London Bullion Market Association doesn't fare any better than that. And so they need to have some major corrections, I guess you could call it, or manipulations in the gold and silver market, get that price down low enough so that they can settle. So it'll be interesting to see throughout the day as some of the real gurus in finance come on the air, and they'll maybe tell us more about it than I can understand. But this is the best I can offer you for this morning. So let's go on. Syrian bloodshed has no Libya-styled armed solution for Europe by Gregory Viscusi. When Muammar Gaddafi's regime turned its guns on protesters, European leaders declared he'd lost his legitimacy to rule, imposed sanctions, and eventually sent warplanes to bomb him out of office. Well, that's going down in Libya, but that's not going to be the program they're going to run with Syria. All right? See, Gaddafi's Libyan regime was kind of nonchalant and ambivalent toward Israel. Syria, another story. All right. The contrasting treatment reflects, now we're talking about Syria, reflects differences in how the two leaders exercise domestic power and the way their countries fit into the regional patterns of politics and religion. Whereas Gaddafi was an isolated figure. That's right. They had their own central bank. He was taking care of the people, doing a really good job. Assad, Syria, has closer ties to other countries and is a fulcrum in numerous conflicts. And while Gaddafi's family ran Libya, and ran it well, from what I can see, Assad's regime is opaque with several centers of power. Now, there's a global east, the international master bankers, are all over this place. Different leaders, different systems, different contexts, different consequences, said Ettore Greco, the director of International Affairs Institute in Rome, in a telephone interview. It's correct for the Europeans to calibrate their response to each crisis. France, Britain, Germany, Italy, and Spain last week summoned the Syrian ambassadors in their countries to protest the violent crackdowns. The Libyan ambassador was ordered to leave the U.S. or the U.K. on May the 1st after crowds attacked the British embassy in Tripoli in retaliation for the bombing raid that killed Gaddafi's son, Saif al-Arab, and three of his grandchildren. Well, that's that for the News Basket. We'll be back right after the top of the hour break. Stay tuned.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
All right, back again on our Friday, May the 6th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you. Each and every day, starting the second hour, in the first hour, went through a variety of news articles trying to come to some understanding of just what's going on in the metals markets this last few days. And certainly, it's a, as I called it, the post-Cinco, today is post-Cinco de Mayo panic. Yeah, and Carlos Slim is all over the thing. George Soros is in the marketplace. Sprouts is in the marketplace. A lot of people are in, selling and selling, and lots of news articles are being written about it. But who's doing the buying? That's my question. Who's doing the buying? Can't have a lot of sellers if you don't have some buyers. So who's picking it up? And that's what I still haven't found yet. Maybe some of you can enlighten me on that. But as we look at that, there's one more article I want to discuss briefly, and then we're going to go back into our hazard mitigation studies. And this one, a coalition for Obama, Republicans fragile as voters shed political labels. Now, I tried to follow up on this first South Carolina presidential primary debate yesterday, and it was just a bust. So we'll just drop on that and go to this. Instead, Julie Hirschfield Davis, writing for Bloomberg, with a growing proportion of Americans eschewing party labels. You know, that seems to be a fairly good idea. But unfortunately, they're going away from the party labels, but they're still leaving the disease intact. All right. So now they're like in voluntary ignorance or willful oblivion. The monster's still there. The 10,000-pound pink elephant or the pachyderm is still doing pirouettes on your parlor piano, but you're still leaving the pachyderm in the parlor. But anyway, with a growing proportion of Americans eschewing party labels, and certainly we want to abolish the established two-party political system, but we don't go to the label, we have to get rid of the system. Anyway, President Barry the Usurper, that's what they call him, and his would-be Republican rivals face challenges in assembling a winning coalition in next year's election or selection, according to a study of public attitudes. Another interesting little bit here. The survey by the Washington-based Pew Research Center, isn't that Leon Panetta? For the People. The Pew Research Center for the People and the press finds that more Americans call themselves Democrats than Republicans. Equally stupid, but nevertheless. And that Obama, or the usurper, holds a 10 percentage point edge over a hypothetical Republican rival. And boy, that rival is still rather hypothetical. Still, Republicans are more unified in their views on key issues and disapprove of the president, if you want to call him that, far more ardently than Democrats back him. All right? The opposition, again, is stronger than those that are backing him. The voices are louder. The opinions and cross currents of public opinion, as we learned from Albert Van Dicey. The results of the survey indicate that the usurper's winning coalition of 2008 has frayed, while also showing that Republicans face a tricky task in putting together a winning block for their party. There has been a rise in independents, 37%, up from 30% the last time the Pew conducted a broad survey in 2005. And these individuals' views defy easy categorization. There's lots of fragmentation out there among the people. People in the middle, I don't know what the middle is, have some pretty strong and well-defined senses of value, and they're a challenge both to the Democrats and to the Republicans, said Andrew Kohut, the Pew Center's president and director of the survey. Quote, they have conflicted attitudes. They have conflicted attitudes, people in the middle. The average of Pew's polls so far this year finds 32% identifying themselves as Democrats, two Republican groups, three Democratic groups, and three in the center. Well, we'll be right back.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendovite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back once again, taking a look at this article off the Bloomberg website, looking at the political parties, how they're splitting out right now. According to this new Pew Research Center for the People in the Press poll, again, the average of the Pew's poll so far this year finds 32% identifying themselves as Democrat, 25% said that they were Republican. I don't know whether that's of any value or truth or not. Typologies. Again, the study released yesterday breaks down the U.S. population into 8 so-called typologies. 2 Republican groups, 3 Democratic groups, and 3 in the center. So this is really kind of going towards the European multi-party socialist model, all right? Instead of the established two-party political system, which we've had all along, all of these fragmented groups are starting to bust us up and take us down the same road that really is not a place that we want to go. The center groups include Republican-leaning libertarians, a mostly white, I don't know why they threw that one in there, well-educated and affluent group, comprising 10% of the registered voters who have strongly anti-government views, opposing increased help for the needy and environmental regulation and backing business. Yet they hold relatively liberal views on social issues compared to most Republicans, including being more accepting of homosexuality and immigrants. The center group, the centrists here, including Republican-leaning libertarians. Democratic-leaning postmoderns, now they don't give a race here. They don't say, well, they're mostly black or mostly Jews or anything. They don't do any of that. No, Democratic-leaning postmoderns, we can always go after the whites, but they can't ever mention the other. Democratic-leaning postmoderns, another well-educated and well-off group, making up 14% of registered voters, are liberal on social issues and supportive of environmental rules and other regulations, yet are less likely than core Democrats, they don't say whether they're Negroes or not, to back more government help for the needy or policies or to achieve racial equality. Wow. And then there's a disaffected bunch. The third middle group is Republican-leaning disaffecteds, the most financially stressed group that comprises 11% of the registered voters. Not just to say whether they're Negroes or whites, but the other one did. I don't know why they threw that in up above. This doesn't make any sense. The study categorizes them as religious. Didn't say white, just religious. Doesn't say what religion either. And socially conservative voters who are critical of both business and government. While aligning with Republican orthodoxy in most ways, disaffecteds are more likely than others to back government help for the needy, and 61% support doing so, even if it means the government needs to go more deeply into debt. Well, these guys are pretty much stuck on stupid. A quarter of these disaffecteds voted for Obama, I guess that seals it, in 2008, while fewer than half that number backed Democrats in the 2010 midterm elections, the poll finds. Still, those gains for Republicans could be fleeting. The voting question. The question is, the article continues, if the economy continues the way it is, and the Republicans are talking about cuts in Medicare or changes in Medicare, it's not clear what they will do. Carol Doherty, an associate director of the study, said of the disaffecteds, it's not as if they will defect, it's just that they may stay home and not vote. Huh. Interesting, huh? It's just that they may stay home and not vote. That's a large percentage of the voting population going to stay home. Well, I guess, you know, maybe they'll sell more beer on that day. On the Democratic side, 65% of the postmoderns. This is going to be a rather interesting article. I think I'll burn this one off and keep it for a while. I bet you most of these terms are going to come up over the next year. On the Democratic side, 65% of the postmoderns interesting, said they voted for the usurper in 2008, while 13% said they supported his Republican challenger, Arizona Senator John McCain. Voting by this group dropped off sharply in the 2010 midterm elections, and 43% said they backed Democrats, while 17% said they supported Republicans. All right? These are like fence riders. Obama has to energize the base, and the base not only includes the core Democratic groups, but also the postmoderns that have less of an eye and an ear for politics and aren't liberal through and through, Kohut said. The key issue is dividing the parties is their attitudes about government and its role, a shift from the 2005 study conducted during the Iraq War, which is still ongoing, in which national security and views on an assertive foreign policy were the dominant topics. Size of government? Large majorities of Republicans, affiliated groups, wanted to shrink government, while solid majorities of Democrats hold the opposite view. On the right, 96% of staunch conservatives, 74% of Main Street Republicans, who the hell are they anyway? I don't know. Never met a Main Street Republican. And 85% of libertarians, that's the lowercase L there, said they wanted a smaller government, while 74% of solid liberals, 53% of hard-pressed Democrats, and 65% of the new coalition Democrats said they preferred bigger government. Well, I guess it's time for me to hang up my hat. This country's gone over the deep end. The study is based on two surveys with a combined sample of 3,029 adults conducted February the 22nd through March the 14th and a smaller follow-up survey of 1,432 of the same respondents conducted April the 7th through the 10th. The error margin for the entire sample is plus or minus 2.2 percentage points. For the callback group, it's 3.1%. So I guess after they got all of the information and looked at it, they couldn't believe what the hell they'd done. They had to go back and check, make sure people were stupid as they apparently were. Researchers found that within the Republican Party, the old divide between economic and social conservatives has largely disappeared, giving way to a group of politically engaged, quote, staunch conservatives, close quote. What is a staunch conservative anyway? What is conservative? And what is liberal? Oh, well, it continues, it says, politically, a group of politically engaged, staunch conservatives that overwhelmingly agree with the anti-government Tea Party. Regularly watch Fox News, cable television, well, that explains where they got off the tracks, and believes that the usurper was born outside the United States. Hey, we threw that in this article. Isn't that great? This group, Pew must have been asking people, do you think that Barry the usurper was born in Indonesia? And a lot of people answered that way. This group comprises, however, 11% of the electorate, according to the poll. Main Street Group. A second Republican group called the survey called the Main Street Republicans, that comprise 14% of registered voters, are socially and fiscally conservative, though more skeptical of business and supportive of environmental regulation. Troubling. The Democratic group identified were less unified. The solid liberals, who make up 16% of registered voters, are strongly in favor of government, socially and fiscally liberal, and two-thirds say they disagree with the Tea Party. A largely blue-collar group of hard-pressed Democrats. Do you get the idea? This article's worth reading, folks. Go up on Bloomberg, find this thing, burn a copy of it off, and see if you can figure it out. Coalition for Obama, that's the article. We'll be right back.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we're going to go back into this discussion of the getting started with hazard mitigation planning. This FEMA manual is an important guide for us to study, and it's well worth, I believe, the time necessary to do it. It's not short, you know, but it's not so long that it's going to be impossible either to make our way through it. At least we'll get some of the most important parts, and then try and relate it to Agenda 21 and some of the things that are happening, not just here. But also on the local level, out of some newspapers and other material that I've got ready to go. But let's continue. Yesterday, we'd gone through this process of determining whether the community is ready to begin the planning process, where FEMA outlines a lot of points, 12 steps, actually 14 steps, to determine whether or not you as a community are ready to plan yet. All right? And it's very important, because if you can't answer those questions, then those are the intermediate steps. Sometimes, you know, you play a certain amount of game playing called getting ready to get ready. So it's a horrible game. You don't want to get locked into that. But sometimes there are some preliminaries that you need to do. Before you can climb a mountain, you need to learn how to, you know, take a first step. Maybe you need to spend a little bit of time with an ice axe and learn how to do the ice axe arrest so that you don't slide off the mountain and to your death. Maybe you're going to need to spend a little bit of time learning how to put on your crampons and walk on ice. Maybe you'll need to learn how to do a little bit of front pointing before you can try go up an ice wall or something like that. Maybe you need to spend a little bit of time learning your knot craft and getting your ropes handling down so that you learn how to keep yourself alive and to provide protection for yourself when you're in a rather risky spot. But anyway, you go through all of these 14, and then you ask yourself, if your community can satisfactorily answer each of the questions above and is clearly ready to begin a mitigation plan, then go to step 2. If not, go to the appropriate part of task C below. So now let's go into task C below. Perhaps you're not ready yet. Task C is remove roadblocks. Now, as I've shared in the past with you, I used to be a distributor for the Success Motivation Institute out of Waco, Texas, Paul J. Meyer, and he had a very interesting planning process. And he talked about the very same things that the FEMA is using here. I wouldn't be at all surprised if there weren't former Success Motivation Institute adherents or distributors involved in this writing process. So we're going through this process. First of all, we're crystallizing our thinking. And now we need to identify the roadblocks and obstacles that stand between where we are today and where we need to be in the future. And it doesn't really make any difference of which side of the table you're sitting on, whether you're for globalism or opposed to globalism, as we saw in that Coalition for Obama article off the Bloomberg website. There's a lot of mixed feelings in the electorate, so to speak, the body politic. And so you're going to encounter people on both sides of the discussion most of the time, whether you're in a school board meeting, a watershed meeting, whether you're in a planning and zoning meeting, or wherever you find yourself. But one of the things that's out there are these roadblocks and obstacles. And so this is what they say task C is. They title it, remove the roadblocks. We've got to remove the things that stand between where we are today and where we need to be in the future. Mitigation planning roadblocks related to knowledge, support, and planning resources, such as lack of interest and limited funding, can be overcome in several ways. Now, these are the things that we are dealing with all of the time, especially in the alternate media, where we have lack of interest on the part of listeners. In other words, they're more willing to listen to Oprah or go over there and visit with Bubba the Love Sponge this morning, and limited funding. As Doug Owen shared on his broadcast the other evening, you know, we just have only so much that we can do as hosts, as networks, and so on and so forth. And we really depend on you, the listeners, to spread the word, let more people know that we exist, bring in more and more people to the discussion every single day, so that more and more people will buy a water filter or something, so that 20 cents can find its way to Oracle Broadcasting's coffers to help pay to provide the archives of a broadcast like mine, where it's very important to read, you know, access those archives. You know, there's a lot of material in there. Go in and take a look. But anyway, mitigation planning roadblocks related to knowledge, support, and planning resources, such as lack of interest and limited funding, can be overcome in several ways. We want to identify the ways to overcome the roadblocks. Here's the first one. Educating public officials about the benefits of reducing potential losses through pre-disaster mitigation planning and about the cost of not having a mitigation plan can help convince them of the importance of mitigation planning. It can also give them a new understanding of what is at stake if they do not develop a plan for reducing losses from hazards. And exactly the same, you can take each of these phases, each of these steps, each of these suggestions, and you can pop it inside out. We can also, knowing that this is part of the program and that they understand this is one of the roadblocks, we can also come in and educate our public officials about the losses to avoid by getting involved in hazard mitigation planning. Here's the next one. And again, it can also give them a new understanding of what is at stake. And so what this basically is a carrot and stick identification here. You go to, if you're a change agent and you want to make this happen and you're talking to local public officials and your stakeholders, the owners of businesses, you want to come in and demonstrate the carrot and stick. Show them the losses that they can avoid and the benefits that they can gain. Here's the next one. Identifying leaders in other communities who are successful in developing and or implementing mitigation plans can help bring peers together to benefit from experience. So in the time before the overall widespread advancement of high-speed internet, where all of the cities and towns now are interconnected with their county governments and their state governments and the federal governments and the international community and all of the non-governmental organizations and the United Nations directly in an interactive and interoperable way, it used to be very, very helpful to identify other people in other communities around that, you know, sold their community out for this little unearned bag of shekels. And so you would bring them in as examples. So you'd go over to another county in your state or maybe cross a state line and get multi-jurisdictional here, and you'd bring in a leader from another state, and they would speak in favor of something. Again, this is the cultivation of centers of influence, experts say, all of that. So continue. Identify a team leader in a position of authority such as a community leader, an elected official, or influential agency head can help tremendously in convincing elected officials and others to support the planning effort. We'll talk about one of those people specifically after this break coming up. But for right now, just think about it from the standpoint of looking for centers of influence. You know, you've got somebody that lives in your town that maybe is an author or maybe is a doctor or, you know, has a doctorate degree, maybe a lawyer, maybe not. Somebody that is famous, somebody that grew up in the area, you know, came from family, generational influence in the area. And everybody knows the name. Name familiarity up and down. Everybody recognizes his face. He or she can't go to a parade or any kind of an event without everybody waving and saying hi. You know the kind of people I'm talking about. See, if I were to come to your town or your county and try and help you with this stuff, I'd be at a loss because I don't know any of those people in your area, but you do. And that's why you need to be the one that's doing this right where you are, all right? You need to be able to identify these leaders. You need to be able to identify a team leader. Notice the way they say that. That person is going to be the new grand poobah. They're going to lead this effort. They're going to come out in front. They're going to be on the nightly news. We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, so back to this article here. Actually, it's a discussion out of the state and local mitigation planning, How to Guide Out of FEMA. Getting Started is what it's titled. All right. In this section where they say, identifying a team leader in a position of authority, such as a community leader, an elected official, or an influential agency head, can help tremendously in convincing elected officials and others to support the planning effort. And this is where it really comes to pays off in spades. If you follow your local newspapers, and if you're aware of the people that live around you, in your towns, in your cities, in your counties, in your states. Now, here is an example now of what this mitigation planning how-to guide is referring to. Now, this gentleman has died. I've met him. I've talked with him many times. I know his spirit, if I could say it that way. A wonderful person to deal with. Owned a business here for a long time. Now, he's died. Former mayor of Cassville and local businessman Bill LeCompte passed away on Saturday, April the 30th, at the age of 83. And let me tell you, he was working in the hardware store up to last week. LeCompte, owner and operator of LeCompte's Building Center, served as Cassville's mayor from, listen to the dates now, 83, from 1967 to 1985. LeCompte was very active within the community. He was a member of the Cassville United Methodist Church, a 50-year member of both the Abu Ben Adham Shrine and the Pythagoras Lodge number 83. One of those Shriners, Masons, all right? A 50-year member of the Cassville Rotary Club and the Cassville Chamber of Commerce for more than 50 years, receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award for 1992. And let's turn over to the obituary and find out a little bit more. Not only does the obituary list all of his family members surviving here in the area and elsewhere, and there's a bunch of them, and it's multi-generational. His sons work not only in law in the area, but also in the operation of this particular hardware store and lumber center. It's kind of like, it's just a hardware store and a lumber store combined. His son is involved with the FBALA, I think. I had that underlined someplace here. Anyway, his grandson. Continuing, here's a little bit more. Bill grew up and received his education at Cassville. In other words, he's a local fellow. He grew up in town. His father owned the construction company preceding, him. Anyway, he got his education at Cassville, graduating from the Cassville High School with a class of 1946. These are these centers of influence, these very, very important people in your area. And then attended the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville, Bill owned and operated LeCompte's Building Center from 1947 until his death. The business had been started by his father, Norman G. LeCompte, in 1937. Bill was a member of the Cassville United Methodist Church for more than 80 years. He's also, let's continue, serving as a board chairman, lay leader, chairman of the board of trustees, and a longtime choir member, sang well in the choir. Just like Rockefellers, they did that too. Serving as board chairman and lay leader was at Vanderbilt. Bill was a 50-year member of both the Abu Ben Adham Shrine, Shriners, and Pythagoras Lodge number 383, a 50-year member of the Cassville Rotary Club, blah, blah, blah. He was also served as a Cub Master, was a board member of the Boy Scout Troop 76 from 1967 until 1985. Bill served as the Cassville mayor, was a city councilman from 65 through 67, was currently serving on the Industrial Development Corporation as the vice chairman, and was a member of the Cassville Chamber of Commerce for more than 50 years. He was also, from 1970s to 1984, he was the voice of Cassville Wildcat football. He also coached youth baseball. So with that in your mind, let's go back and listen to these words again out of the State and Local Mitigation Planning How-To Guide. Identifying a team leader in a position of authority, such as a community leader, elected official, or influential agency head, can help tremendously in convincing elected officials and others to support the planning effort. If you can recruit someone like this to be on your side of an issue, your chances of success go up dramatically. Capitalizing on new regulations, such as those implementing the Disaster Mitigation Act, which requires state and local communities to have approved plans to be eligible for post-disaster mitigation funding. You've got to have it. You can't get it. So they were talking about, some people down in Texas yesterday not being able to get the funding. Well, Dorothy, maybe in their area, they had not yet implemented the disaster Mitigation Act. They can serve as an entry point of discussion with elected officials, identifying existing processes such as comprehensive planning that can be expanded to include the development of a mitigation plan or include hazard mitigation elements. So you can take an existing comprehensive plan and flesh it out, just as they did over here in Arkansas. I've shared with you this before. Just as they did in Arkansas, add other things to your comprehensive plan that widens the hem of the garment and then affects the implementation through the back door of these federal and international agendas. Again, this is the regulation, standards, and specifications for the subdivision, conveyance, development, and improvement of unincorporated land, Venter County, Arkansas. And here we have, under the Enter FEMA that I've noted in all of this, the enforcement, the planning board officer and other duties appointed county officials shall have the authority to act administratively for the Benton County Planning Board complaints answered inspection, the Benton County Planning Board's service officer, other designated officials, and other members of Benton County's Planning Board shall have the right to enter any development for purposes of examination in order to enforce the letter and the spirit of these ordinances. A planning board, enter into any development, come into your home at any time to find out whether or not you're complying with this stuff. Identifying existing processes, again, such as comprehensive planning. Identifying self-interest in the mitigation for a variety of sectors of the community or state. Self-interest. You've got to show people, you've got to be able to answer for the question, how do I profit? How do I profit by getting behind the hazard mitigation planning? I'm a businessman. Let's say I own a hardware store here in Cassville. And how do I profit by getting involved? How does somebody profit by coming on our side of this discussion? Identifying a variety of potential funding and technical sources to support the planning process and being ready to provide this information to others. Who's going to put your brochures out on their counters? Are you going to be able to get a check to support your cause from the local bank? Would the Chamber of Commerce turn out and have a day supporting something that you're trying to bring forward? So these are all some of the steps. These are some of the steps that you could consider when you're trying to overcome some of the roadblocks and obstacles that stand between where you are right now and where you want to be in the very near future. Let's say you want to launch a campaign to remove hazard mitigation planning from your county. It's going to be very difficult, but it would be certainly much easier for you to block the implementation of hazard mitigation planning or the creation of an enhanced 911 data center in your community if you followed some of these techniques. Get the right people on your side up front. And once they come out on your side up front, they very rarely will ever turn tail and go turncoat and go on the other side. If you can reach them first and get them on board with you, just pride alone will keep them on your side. Knowledge. Educate public officials on hazards and risks in your area. Educate public officials on hazards and risks in your area. You want to talk about deep penetration. This is what FEMA is doing and has done in your town and in your county and in your state. Deep penetration. They've come in and they've done this overcoming of the roadblocks and obstacles. They've produced the documentation and they've come in and they've dialogued your area into consensus. They affect public buy-in. Now, how do they say educate your public officials on hazards and risks? Have statistics ready about the last disaster. You don't go in empty-handed. You've got to put together your material, and not just a big sheaf of downloads off the computer. Just stop off at the nearest a supply store, office supply store, and get a little binder, and make a little binder and a presentation, and hand it to the elected official as if it was important information they need to know. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Rich Dandover.
My name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we're talking a little bit about educating your public officials on hazards and risks in your area. Sauce that's good for the goose is good for the gander. Things that they've already pioneered, things that FEMA's already pioneered, how they dialogue your area into this consensus. These are the same techniques that we can use to go the other way. How did the established two-party political system come into existence? Well, if you can figure out, and I've shared with you how that happened, but if you can figure that out, then you've already got a cow path. All you got to do is get on that cow path and go the other way to disestablish the established two-party political system. To repeal, to undo things. It's more difficult than it is sometimes to do it, but they've already done the hard work. They've done the heavy lifting. And so all we need to do is to find all these pathways and avenues to tyranny and then get on those right where we are and go the other way and track it back up. So that we don't use all of our time, valuable time and resources, dealing with symptoms and victims. What we need to do is eradicate the disease. If we eradicate the disease, we end the symptoms. We end the victims. There won't be any more victims. So sometimes you just have to take the bull by the horn, so to speak, and get in the fray. Right? Now here, again, just local stuff. Right out of this little newspaper. I share it with you all the time. Why? Because if it's happening here, Dorothy, it's likely happening in your town. And this is how it's presented. It's probably being presented the same way where you are. And there's no way that I can travel around all the 3,066 counties and have seminars and do all of this stuff and, you know, sell myself off as some, you know, grand poobah. I'm not. I just know a little bit about some of this stuff, and I'm trying to share it with you, and I hope you'll share it with others. But here, right off the front page, this week's newspaper, DREAM Initiative, that's D-R-E-A-M, DREAM Initiative, holds kickoff for Cassville. A kickoff for Cassville, like it's a football game. Rachel Freeman writing this for our Barry County Advertiser. Last Thursday, not old news, new news, focus groups, you've all heard of focus groups, right? Gathered as the capital D Downtown Revitalization and Economic Assistance for Missouri Initiative, that's the DREAM Initiative, Downtown Revitalization and Economic Assistance for Missouri DREAM Initiative, held a kickoff presentation for the revitalization of downtown Cassville. Well, Cassville is the county seat, one of the two major cities or towns in this county. The kickoff was led by Senior Project Manager Andy Struckhoff of the architect and planning firm PGAV in St. Louis. Now, St. Louis, for those of you that don't know, is on the extreme eastern edge on the Mississippi River of Missouri. We are in the far southwest corner of Missouri, so this fellow came a long way. This is one of those bronze men. This is one of those professional change agents. All right? Coming all the way from St. Louis, and he's going to lead. In other words, he's the consensus master. He's the master of Delphi. The kickoff was led by Senior Project Manager Andy Struckhoff. And he's from an architect and planning firm. All right, now we've talked about the American Association of Planning. You see how all these parts and pieces fit together? The planners are working with FEMA and the architects to implement Agenda 21 in your town. And if you're not aware of that, you are now, but if you were not aware of that, it's important to know that missing link, how that fits in. Struckhoff outlined the strategic planning, that Cassville will undergo to see which avenues would best fit the Cassville community. There's this communitarian law coming on us and at us. In its quest, key words here, quest for downtown revitalization. So it's a strategic plan. They're going to undergo this plan, undergo it. They're going to underwrite it with the tax dollars, I can assure you that. And then, it's a quest, it's a mission. The goal, now we're talking goals, the goal for DREAM, this is a quote, is to make the downtown area the focus for the community and reestablish downtown as the core of the community, said Struckhoff. He's a professional change agent. And he's basically using the very same language that I've been sharing with you out of this state and local mitigation how-to guide getting started with hazard mitigation planning from FEMA. DREAM will also help Cassville develop a capital F financial, capital P, plan for the initiative that will point Cassville in the right direction for grants and incentives. All right? Every time you reach your hand out for those unearned grants and aids and incentives, oh yes, incentives, that's right out of this document. Bribes, rewards, dog biscuits, is there something the citizens are dissatisfied with? Blah, blah, blah. They talk about grants, incentives right here. To help fund the bricks and mortar of the project. Struckhoff stated that in order for DREAM to be successful, it has to be locally driven and needs feedback as well as guidance from the community at large. Now, this is exactly the same material that we're covering here from FEMA. Once you get the system down, once you understand how this implementation strategy works, you will be prepared to combat it, to block the globalist agenda right where you are, your towns, your cities, your counties, your states, every time because they're going to use this system. And if you can anticipate they're using it, and had I known in advance about that particular meeting, I may have gone and had a little bit of fun with Mr. Struckholz. But as soon as the change agent recognizes that there are people in the audience that are hip to this, they almost, well, I can't say always, but quite often, they just fold up their shop and leave. They'll have that meeting on another day, in another venue, with a different audience, and they'll be sure to have somebody flag you on the way in the door. So you need to be strategic in your planning as well. And this is another reason why it's good not to be the only one. Once the community leaders understand what you're doing, then you stick out, you'll begin to stick out like a sore thumb. That's why you want to build the group. You don't want to be the always and perennial spokesperson for a specific issue. Because if they can marginalize you, or if they can ridicule you, oh God, here comes Will again. He's on that Agenda 21 stuff. If they can marginalize you, then they can marginalize your message. And that's why it's important to have other people involved with you. You don't want to be the only one, right? Continuing, again, have the statistics ready at hand. And so you can, you don't need to be elaborate, and you really don't necessarily need to be elaborate. If you want to be elaborate, you can go to freedomadvocates.org and download or obtain copies, hard copies, of their beautifully printed Understanding Sustainable Development Agenda 21, A Guide for Public Officials, or Sustainable Development Global to Local Action Plans, booklets that you can take out and that you can hand to someone. But be sure to sit down and read through them, those expensive little booklets, $2-3 a piece, with that individual, because like as not, they'll go into the round file and you'll have wasted your money. You want to present these ideas. You want to present your information just as if you were making a business proposal, and you really are, a proposal for greater and greater freedom and less tyranny and despotic control in your town. You want to show them the benefits to gain by making your town or your city or your county or your state a haven, an island of freedom, so that they can see how that when you have a free people prospering, that they'll tell their neighbors, and their neighbors will tell their neighbors, and they'll tell their sons and their daughters. And when other counties and other cities and other towns are living in greater and greater tyranny with more and more cameras and more restraint, others might want to come live near you. They want to move from Chicagoland or Detroit or New York City or Massachusetts, and they might want to move to your town, maybe in sunny southwest Missouri, where another measure, greater measure of freedom might be available to them. So you want to be real careful about going in and inundating people with material, but at the same time, stop off at the office supply, get an inexpensive slip binder, and present your information carefully. Well, hope you've enjoyed the presentation for today. I'll be back again on Monday. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio.
Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the flaws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.